This was one of the main reasons why Rosalie had decided to become a nurse. She wanted to help take care of her father and earn enough money to provide him with better medications and chemotherapy treatments. Thus, being a nurse had become her dream. Rosalie stopped in front of Good Samaritan Hospital for a moment to steel her nerves. It was a modern hospital building with a large front lawn that patients could use to get some exercise or enjoy during lunch. The many flower boxes were currently empty since it was already mid-fall. The tall trees that were on the lawn were pretty to look at since the hue of their leaves had changed to mixtures of red, yellow, and orange. Rosalie made her way past the automatic sliding doors. Her interview was being held on the 6th floor, so Rosalie made her way to the elevator. Pressing the elevator summoning button, she tried to ignore all of the people standing around her and who were also waiting for the elevator to arrive. If she looked at them too closely, she would probably discover that not all of them were alive. The elevator arrived, and Rosalie stepped inside along with several other people. She pressed the button for the 6th floor. Rosalie kept her head down, letting her bangs shadow her eyes and expression, and tried not to make eye contact with anyone. The men and women, patients, doctors, nurses, and visitors, were so close to her. She could feel their eyes upon her, feel their judging stares. She felt herself shrinking inside of the elevator. All the people around her seemed to be growing taller until they were towering over her like titans. The elevator felt like it was shrinking next. Rosalie sensed herself getting claustrophobic as the walls began to close in around her. Her chest felt constricted. It was getting harder to breathe. And then the elevator door opened upon her floor and Rosalie rushed out. She realized that on her way out, she had knocked into the shoulder of the man, who had been standing next to her, and turned around to quickly apologize.
Sorry,
Rosalie started as she turned around to look at the man. Rosalie's voice caught in her throat. The young African-American man had a purple t-shirt on that was covered in red splotches that Rosalie realized were blood. The man had been shot multiple times from the looks of it. Rosalie turned back and ran from the elevator. She took a deep, steadying breath and put her hand to her chest. Her heart was beating a mile a minute. She looked up and spotted the reception desk. A pretty blonde nurse was seated behind the desk and giving Rosalie a curious look. The medium straightened her back and forced a smile to her face. Unfortunately, it was a Wednesday Addams smile. The nurse shuddered at the creepy smile. "What a gloomy girl," the nurse muttered to herself. Rosalie approached the reception desk and greeted the nurse.
"Hi, I'm Rosalie Galloway. I'm here for a nursing interview with the chief of nursing at 3 o'clock.
The nurse nodded. "You're not the only one being interviewed for the nurse's position today. Please have a seat. I'll call your name when the chief of nursing is ready to see you," the receptionist explained. Rosalie nodded and turned to face the waiting area. A series of blue vinyl couches were situated around the area, and several young ladies around Rosalie's age were seated while waiting for their chances to get interviewed. Rosalie figured they were also college graduates. Because of the recession, job hunting had become extremely competitive with people around Rosalie's age, due to the lack of jobs available. Rosalie had never really been good at dealing with people her own age, and so keeping her head down, she tremulously made her way to sit down on one of the empty couches. She clasped her hands nervously in her lap as she sat down and peeked at the other girls through her bangs shyly. The prospective nurses were all so different from her. The other young women all had blonde or highlighted hair that had been cut into stylish and trendy haircuts, dazzling white teeth, and perfect skin that was complemented by their artfully applied makeup. They were wearing the latest in designer fashions from Prada, Armani, and Dior. They had manicures and pedicures. They were also wearing 3-inch or 4-inch designer shoes. Rosalie recognized the distinctive red soles of a pair of Christian Louboutins. The young women also clutched expensive designer handbags from brands like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and Prada in their laps. Rosalie became very self-conscious about her plain job-hunting outfit, particularly her scuffed-up leather shoes. She frowned morosely. This outfit was the best one she owned. At home, she usually wore a pair of comfy jeans or sweatpants and a baggy t-shirt. Rosalie had always cut her hair herself, and she'd never gotten a manicure or a pedicure before either. The young women, typical rich Beverly Hills beauties, were chatting enthusiastically amongst themselves, already having formed little cliques. They began to laugh, and Rosalie flinched self-consciously, wondering if they were laughing at her. For some reason, Rosalie was remembering a time from high school